Hello, everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of October 15th through 21st, 2012. Finally, it's Senior Grand Prix time. We started this week with Skate America in Seattle with three pretty strong fields, though unfortunately the deepest, the men's, saw some letting down. Defending champion Michael Brezina noted there were six men who could win if any of them skated clean, none of them did. He and fellow Czech Tomas Werner, by the way, both took themselves out of it with bad short programs. Werner also made multiple mistakes in his long, and Brezina crashed on two quad salco attempts in his, and neither rotated. Brezina was fourth in the free inverter six. They finished sixth and eighth, respectively. Granted, Yuzuru Hanyu provided a highlight for the ages in the short program. After missing his flight due to bureaucratic complications and arriving just before his first practice, he showed no difficulties from the delay, nailed everything, including one of the night's three clean quads from the attempted and the best of them, scored a world record of 95.07, but in the free he lost focus. Attempting quad toe and sal, he crashed on both, had another fall on the flip and a lutz that was even more of a wash, and so was his choreographic sequence, which he lacked the energy to pull off. Failing to break 150 and coming in third in the segment, he lost his 10-point lead and ceded the gold to countryman Takehiko Kazuka, who was definitely the steadiest guy present. In the short, his quad wasn't pretty, but it was clean, and so was everything else. Same went for his opening quad in the free, one of four clean quads of the many attempted that night. His second, he partially under-rotated right after that, but when his only other problem was a fumbled sow cow near the end, he combined 85.32 with 166.12 for 251.44 in the win. Also benefiting by steadiness was Tatsuki Mishida, who in the short forewent the quad in favor of jumping clean. There, his final spin was wonky and finished late, and he was fourth behind Jeremy Abbott, who outside crashing on an under-rotated quad attempt was pretty good, though he too had a wonky moment or so, on his axle especially. But in the free, Abbott started with a fall on another under-rotated quad, then halfway through, he described his body shutting down on him, he fell on his axle, and then things really fell apart. It ended with him eighth in the segment, dropping to fifth, then he met with his physiologist, after which he announced via Twitter that a compression in his spine causing his nervous system and muscles to malfunction, which at that point was a relief to hear. Mishida fell on his quad too, but he rotated it first, and he also had trouble falling out an axle to lose a combo, but his muscles worked fine through everything else to approach 155 and complete a Japanese sweep of the podium. The Americans got it back in the ladies, though, where Ashley Wagner, out to prove her staying power, was supposed to vie against the double Russian threat of Alina Leonova and Adelina Sotnikova. Wagner delivered! Not with any triple-triples, because she decided to go for clean instead, and the short still wasn't, because her loop was badly two-footed, but her free was. A couple of jumps she had to fight for, but she got them, barreling through the femme fatale she said she'd wanted to play for years. She approached 130 with the score for that, and won both segments and overall with a grand total of 188.37, because the two Russian women did not deliver. Leonova, especially, after missing her plane and arriving late, had a disastrous ninth-place short, where she singled the second toe over would-be triple-triple, doubled her flip, and was in tears when her score came up. Even her free was only fifth place, between not completing the rotations on the triple-toe attempt there and making multiple small errors throughout the rest of the program, she finished seventh. Sotnikova held herself better, but she lost the short to Wagner when she singled her flip, and in the process left herself closely tailed by Christina Gao, who came in, talking about her determination to have both skating in Harvard and aim for Sochi, and forced people here to take her seriously. Starting with a clean short that included a triple-triple, and in the free, she completed the breakthrough with a second clean program, albeit one without a triple-triple, a lovely performance, a standing ovation, and a score that broke 115 for a total of 174.25. Meanwhile, Sotnikova in her free had already put her foot down on an axle when she fell on her second flip, which was supposed to be her third three-jump combo, then put the two jumps on her following loop instead, forgetting that a solo flip done already meant the second flip had to count as a combo, so the illegal fourth combo was invalidated, dragging her score down to 110 and her overall total 168.96, leaving her with bronze while Wagner and Gao went 1-2. The first time two American girls have managed that in international competition in over half a decade. The ice dance, too, had a big trio of competitors, though really, neither of the other two could challenge Meryl Davis and Charlie White, especially when their short was just exquisite. And maybe their free wasn't quite as fluid as they worked on the kind of passion they're not really used to doing, and White bubbled a bit on the twizzles, but it didn't matter. 176.28 points total still gave them a large winning margin, especially when Caitlin Weaver and Andrew Poggi, arguably the stronger of the other two teams in recent months, had bigger issues, starting with some slowness in their short and ending with further bobbles in their free that hit their levels hard. And while the short dance difficulties left them still ahead of Ekaterina Bobrova and Dmitry Soloviev, who had been having a rough time anyway with him coming off illness and their luggage arriving late. In the free, the Russians managed level 3 steps, level 4 everything else for the highest tariff, and on it, shot ahead to claim the silvers and leave the Canadians with bronze. bronze, 159.95 to 157.32. The Paris on paper was the weakest field and was reduced to 7 teams when Stacey Kemp and David King pulled out of the last minute with her injuring her knee, though they've been holding out hope to skate in Canada next week. And arguably, there should have been only 6, as Ching Pang and Jiang Tong are both currently plagued with injuries. She commented at one point, neither has much that isn't damaged, and it's to the point they can only practice 4 days a week, plus this weekend he had a fever. It showed in the short program, where they combined to fall on side-by-side triple toes with a slightly two-footed throw, and while in the fray they actually skated quite beautifully, had only the very slighted two-footed throw, and otherwise jumped clean, they managed this by only doing double toes for the solo side-by-side, plus their death spiral was invalidated, and with the lowest tariff of the top 5, they could only total 185.16 for silver. Lucky for Tatiana Volzhozhar and Maxim Trankov, who especially struggled in their short program, where they made no major mistakes, they made little ones on most of the elements, leaving him complaining of both jet lag and the practice schedule. Most of their free was smoother, including the big-ticket triple salchow double toes, but even there they had a hand down on the throw, a fall on the other, and a botched lift exit. Still, they won both segments, and overall with 195.07. Below the top 2, 3 teams actually had very good, if not flawless, performances, of whom Katie Denny and John Coughlin, speaking of the benefit of their mileage with each other, won the bronze by limiting their difficulties to a pair of partial downgrades in their sequence of double axels in the free, and also by getting level 4 steps in their 5-week-old replacement short, which otherwise only the top 2 got. They totaled 178.22. We have some other withdrawals and replacements on the circuit. First, another Chinese withdrawal. After weeks of rumored injury, Wen Jingsui and Kong Hang are out of both of their events. At their home event, they have been placed by Wen Tingguang and Yang Zhang, who were fourth at Chinese Nationals last year. Kexing Zhang, who may have a minor injury, has been replaced at both her events, in China by Ying Qing, and in France by Jenna McCorkle. France has seen the change of home birth as well, with Romain Ponsard out until French Nationals with a torn ligament in his ankle. His spot goes to Chafik Beseguir. Also, Mari Vartman and Aaron Van Cleef are out of Russia, as well as the Cup of Nice, after his cheekbone got broken from practicing the triple twist, though they hope to make it to their second event in Japan. The ISU also published decisions made at the council they held in Prague for the 5th through 7th of October, including the Junior Grand Prix lineup for next year. It'll be 7 events again, but this time 5 of them will include pairs instead of just 4. They are, in order, Riga in Latvia, Mexico City, Košice in Slovakia, Gdansk in Poland, Minsk in Belarus, Ostrava in the Czech Republic, and Tallinn in Estonia. Mexico City and Gdansk will be the 2 without pairs. Other things scheduled include the World Development Trophies for developing ISU members, tentatively to be held in January and March in Poland, the Philippines, and Singapore, though which events will feature figure skating and which speed skating is not specified. The next meetings, July 7th through 9th in Vienna and 11th through 13th of next October in Paris, and the final date when the minimum tech scores for the ISU championships can be adjusted as 2 weeks before that championship's entry deadline. Speaking of qualifications, U.S. regional championships continue, with Southwest Pacific, New England, and Upper Great Lakes regionals all concluding earlier this week. Southwest Pacific Pereira, Arizona actually had a full-fledged men's competition with 5 competitors, and the top 3 finishing relatively close to each other. Sean Rabbit won the short program by a point by skating clean with the double axel, while Philip Warren crashed trying the triple, and Jonathan Kazar's opening combo went badly and got a full downgrade. But in the free, Rabbit fell 3 times and got a partial downgrade, and Kazar also had a partial downgrade and another full one on the exact same opening combo going wrong again. So even though Warren singled his axel this time, fell on the letts and had some other issues, he still inched ahead to win ahead of Rabbit, 170.61 to 167.92, with Kazar in third with 164.50. The senior ladies had more entries, but much less competition. Vanessa Lam might not have been fully clean in either program, but between straight level 4s in the short, a mostly clean long with level 3 steps and level 4 spins, and outjumping the other girls by a large amount as well, her 168.05 won the competition by over 40 points. But even bigger still was Vincent Hsiao's winning margin in the junior men. He came within a point of breaking 200. In the junior ladies, Amanda Gallup also won decisively, though her margin was only a little over 10 points. New England regionals in Warwick, Rhode Island also had a senior men's competition, but with only 2 competitors. Wesley Campbell impressed while winning it, though. His short had a fall and partial downgrade, and his long had a couple partial downgrades, too, but he stayed on his feet throughout the ladder, which was enough for 197.60. Senior ladies was won by a pretty big margin by Yasmin Siraj with 156.84. She had straight level 4s in both programs, and her only real problem was a fall in the toe in the long, where she broke 100. She didn't even need to compete here, as she had a bye to sectionals, and therefore the rest of the top 5 will all advance. There was no junior men's competition. Junior ladies was won by Morgan Sewell by 20 points. The Upper Great Lakes Regionals in Green Bay, Wisconsin did not have a senior men's competition, though Jason Brown showed up to skate both his programs in exhibition. He once again tried the triple axel in both programs, failed to rotate it, and neither did everything else beautifully, and scored 214.54. Kiri Baka won the senior ladies with a clean short and a mostly good long, though opening it with a partially undertated flip, doubled lutz. These meant she managed nothing harder than a sow cow, and singled axel kept her segment score barely ahead of that of silver medalist Carly Gold, who was a bit cleaner in her free, if not her short, and did triple loops, though her only attempt at anything harder resulted in a doubled flip. Barbie Long actually outscored them both, blowing out the junior ladies, while Jordan Moeller won the junior men. The last three regional championships have now started. The biggest, South Atlantic Regionals in Wake Forest, North Carolina, has started its senior ladies competition as I'm editing this, with the junior ladies being numerous enough to have a pair of qualifying groups just finished up this evening, won decisively by Madison Vinci and Maria Yang with scores close to each other, and two junior men who have skated their shorts, Marcus Mimidis, narrowly leads. The smallest, the Central Pacific Regionals in Salt Lake City, had seven senior ladies, none of whom broke 40 in the short. Lady Diggs currently leads due to the lack of pops or under rotations, and a junior competition where the top four girls in the short all scored higher than Diggs. Polina Edmonds, the leader, nearly hit 55 with a clean short that included a triple etch triple toe. Southwestern Regionals in Littleton, Colorado hasn't started junior competitions at all yet, but the six senior ladies skated their short Saturday. Ashley Kane leads more than comfortably with a personal best from a clean short. Meanwhile, Ice Network announced this week they will have live coverage of the sectional championships when those are all held November 11th and 12th, with a single stream moving between the three competitions in accordance to a schedule to be released when all the regional competitions are over. Unfortunately, from the U.S. ranks, there's some sad news, too. We've lost what was our longest-lasting pairs partnership, with Kylie DeWart and Colin Grafton only able to be undone by retirement, but now she is gone, wanting to focus fully on her education as she enters her senior year of high school, saying she's worn down by reoccurring small injuries and out of motivation. Grafton is now looking for a new partner, with the two of them speaking glowingly of each other still. Up north, though, Canada's roster for Western Ontario sectionals tried to make up for it by announcing the existence of a new pair, consisting of Taylor Steele and Simon-Pierre Côté. Finland, too, have begun their national qualifiers, with the first competition happening this week in Helsinki, and the senior ladies was a bit crazy and ended with a top three within 2 points of each other and top two within half a point. It started with Nea Viri winning the short over Saide Rantanen, where she had only minor trouble with the salchow, while Rantanen had major trouble on both her solo jumps. Meanwhile, Rosalina Kuparinen came in seventh when he struggled with half her elements and lost her combo, falling on a partially under-rotated flip. Then she came back to win the free skate a point over Rantanen. Even with a fall on a partially under-rotated toe and doubled salchow and singled axel, she still had harder triples than the latter, who also messed up on her double axels. Viri came in third in this segment, singling her flip as well as a double toe, and doubling a bad loop to lose her harder jump. When the numbers crunched together, Rantanen's two second-place programs got her 123.57 to win over Viri's 123.16, with Kuparinen climbing up to third. The senior men and ice dance competitions each had only two entries. The men were even closer, with Victor Zubin winning the short by making no mistakes outside his invalidated spin, while Julian Ligas fell on a double lutz outside his invalidated spin, and Zubik held on by the skin of his teeth after a free where he fell twice, had a spin invalidated again, and managed one clean triple, but Ligas made multiple mistakes too, and his one triple was easier. Final scores 125.94 to 125.86, while Hannah Lindholm and OC Canervo beat Alicia Carmi and Max Lindholm in both segments to win by 10 points, with 119.06. In the juniors, there was only singles competitions. Jenny Saarinen came back from second in the short when the girl who beat her there, Liubov Efimenko, skated very badly in the free, and a luckier Juha Prinen was able to claim the man on a much larger short lead on Tino Olenius. We had a lot of interviews this week, especially at Skate America, but even a few Russian ones published outside of it. A late published one would be done with Igor Spielbon, in which he speaks of being thrown for a loop by being kicked out of Canton, was pleased by all the offers of support and available ice he got, but really did want to skate in Michigan, where he was used to living, and he holds no grudges against skaters who stayed with Marina Zueva, especially with Merrill Davis even still emailing him. Also, he'd wanted to choreograph a Carmen free for years. Other famous Russians interviewed include Valentin Pasiev, whose comments include speculation Patrick Chan couldn't handle Christy Corral's strictness as a coach, though he concedes the Detroit ice dance teams are currently outworking the Russian ones, that Karolina Kostner may retire and maybe realizes she doesn't deserve gold, also that Julia Lipnitskaya actually works too hard to the point of injury issues, and he thinks Selena Leonova, the most consistent of the Russian women at the moment, obviously this was done before Skate America. Slightly less provocative was the interview with Elena Ilyinch and Nikita Ketslapov, as well as Nikolai Morozov, who is apparently threatening to quit if his team doesn't do too well. Their music is thrown into more confusion. Apparently, the music they're skating to in practice is generic and not their actual music, and Ketslapov insists their free dance music really is a completely new composition done for them, except that then, on Saturday night, Ilya and Kit Slapoff performed in the Golden Skate Awards in Italy and debuted their routines. And their free is to the soundtrack, complete with some spoken dialogue and singing of Unchained Melody, from the musical adaptation of the Patrick Swayze Demi Moore movie Ghost, which doesn't seem that generic. Other highlights of the annual show included Evgeny Plushenko also performing his old short and new long, Irina Slutskaya skating to Happy Feet and Je Suis Malade, and a Christmas section in the finale. And finally, an American TV show wraps up as a Japanese one is announced. The final two episodes of the second season of Be Good Johnny Weir aired this week, with Johnny putting a skating spectacular on hold so he can hold it in New York instead of Vegas, getting honored by the Ice Theater of New York, starting his romance with future husband Victor Voronov, and finally deciding to return to competition. Then Tuesday, it was announced Takehiko Kazuka would have a miniseries air on Japanese cable network J Sports November 16th, Takehiko Kazuka's Figure Skating Lab. It will consist of three episodes, one focusing on elements, one on presentation, and one on his mental game. Producer Tomoharu Masuda describes it as guidance for how skating works, though Kazuka himself expresses worry about getting too technical and turning people off. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.